I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. The deadlock with armed anti-government protesters in Oregon has now lasted nearly a week. Many are hoping it comes to a peaceful close, like the 1996 standoff with the Montana Freemen in Garfield County just outside Jordan. That confrontation lasted 81 days, as the Freemen militia group threatened local officials and refused to cooperate with law enforcement. Just like the protesters currently holed up at the Federal Wildlife Refuge in Oregon, their beef was with the federal government. John Connor was Montana's Assistant Attorney General at the time of the Freeman incident. He was involved in initial attempts to negotiate a plea bargain and later prosecuted several of the men who eventually surrendered. Montana Public Radio's Katie Reardon asked Connor what lessons he thinks were learned from the Freeman case and what it means for the standoff in Oregon.
What have you made of the federal response to the events in Oregon so far?
I think that they've done what they should do, which was to stay away from any kind of confrontation. That's what they did down in Garfield County, too, because they, I think, learned some valuable lessons from the Ruby Ridge and the Waco situations. I think the federal government people, which seems to be the burr in the side of these people that are housed in the federal building, is best served to stay away from them. I mean, I think they ought to just leave them there and let them sit there forever.
Do you see some parallels in the way that the Freeman case was handled to what's going on right now?
Well, to the extent that the federal government didn't come barging in. I mean, they had a very heavy presence in the Freeman case in Garfield County. There was a lot of FBI agents surrounding the area. There were planes overhead. There were radar setups. And so, you know, they were just basically trying to contain this. And so in that regard, I think it is similar. I don't think the federal government's doing much, at least not so far, with respect to these people in Oregon.
Were there any sort of lessons learned from the Freeman incident that you can see being applied to the case in Oregon?
Negotiation is the best way around these kinds of things. For a long time, the people in Garfield County were simply intractable in their positions. They weren't going to give up anything, and they were prepared to wait it out for as long as it took, much like the people in Oregon are saying they will do. But ultimately, it was resolved through negotiation, and I assume that's what, at least hopefully, that's what would happen in Oregon.
You spoke a bit about what happened in Waco and Ruby Ridge and then how Freeman was handled. Was Freeman handled in a different manner because of what happened there?
Federal government would have to answer that, but in my view, it seemed like that was the case. When we were negotiating with the Freeman, there were high-level FBI people there, and they were conferring with the Attorney General on virtually everyday kinds of activities that were going on. They were trying to be cautious. They were trying to avoid conflict, and they were trying to contain. And I think that those were lessons probably that they learned from the violence that occurred in Waco and Ruby Ridge.
Were there any mistakes that happened during the handling of the Freeman case that you don't see happening now?
I mean, I didn't see any mistakes in the way it was handled. I don't know that there's any handling going on in Oregon.
So one major difference from what happened in Freeman in 1996, 20 years ago, we're now living in an age of social media. Do you think that has played a role into how authorities are approaching Oregon?
I'm sure it plays a role because I suspect that that's how they whip up their supporters to come. And that's what's sort of aggravating to me is that they get so much attention in the national media. I just think they ought to have short, brief statement that some people are sitting in a federal building in Oregon. Moving on now to sports and leave it at that. Because the more attention they get, the more inclined I think they're going to be to stick it out and recruit other people to come and assist. And then that just exacerbates the problem. Really, nothing is going on except that people are sitting in a federal building where they don't belong.
Did you see that happening with the Freeman case as well? Because obviously it was an age before social media, but it received media attention. People were coming from out of state.
I think it had the potential to be initially at least perceived as a more violent situation because there had been threats against local officials by these people down there. There was a bounty they claimed on the head of the county attorney. So I think that there was more of an inclination to respond in a violent manner on both sides. You know, it was a good idea that everybody just kind of backed off. And when I talked to those people while I was in there, they were actually courteous to me and never threatening. They just thought that they'd been wronged by the federal government and they had no use for the federal government.
What about since the Freeman incident 20 years ago? Is there a sense that the anti-government militia movement has grown? Has it diminished?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. I thought it had diminished, but apparently there's a resurgence of some of this sort of thing. I haven't really kept track very much of it, but obviously, you know, given the situation with Mr. Bundy, this situation, you know, it seems like there must be some sort of resurgence of this going on. And you wonder why. Is it because they perceive the federal government as infringing on their gun rights? Or I hear the Second Amendment bandied around a lot, so...
Given that, do you think something like Freeman could happen again in the state of Montana?
It could, sure. If people of similar thinking perceived a problem that they thought needed to be addressed by occupation, I suspect it would.
How do you go about preventing this? How do you keep people from picking up arms when they feel like they've been wronged by the federal government?
I have no idea. People are entitled to think the way they think.
How do you think this is all going to end?
I think it'll just resolve itself by negotiation, finally. I hope.
Similar to Freeman.
Maybe even just by, you know, negotiation with state people without any real federal involvement. Seems like the local people in Oregon have got a pretty good handle on this, and they're dissatisfied with this whole situation. The people that they were supposed to be there supporting have actually not even voiced support for their operation and have gone off to prison. You know, maybe the locals can just kind of discourage these folks and tuck them into going home.
As a lawyer, do you think these men will be prosecuted? And if so, how?
Apparently it's a federal facility that they're sitting in, so that would be a federal call to make by the U.S. Attorney's Office.
Do you think it'll be likely because you prosecuted men from the Freeman case and they ended up receiving heavy prison sentences?
I mean, I certainly think there's a possibility that they could be prosecuted for something like criminal trespass. But I know that, you know, sometimes government agencies will look at a situation like this and think, is it worth doing this? Will it just exacerbate the problem? Will it make heroes out of these people?
John Connor was Montana's assistant attorney general at the time of the Freeman standoff outside Jordan in 1996. He spoke with MTPR's Katie Reardon.